I happened to be in Venice at the beginning of Carnivale. I saw a woman wearing a hat in the shape of a three-masted ship with blue sails. Through the masts and strings of the ship, I saw the streaked marble wall of the Salute. Beside the woman wearing the ship, a man in a blue feathered costume held out his arms to let the cloth flutter in the wind. Walking along the Zattere in the evening, I saw wobbling columns of light stretching across the water of the Giudecca Canal. Early in the morning, I looked out the window of our apartment to the Rio Terra di San Vio and saw a woman in a green coat limping across the paving stones. There's something about a glance, the way it blends processes of thought, enhancing memory, grounding imagination. I remember seeing raindrops disappearing into the thick green water of the canal, leaving behind ringlets on the surface. And I remember seeing a boy in the Bar di Dino shake cocoa into his cappuccino, coating the foam with brown. The boy was wearing a parka and ski hat. Actually, I'm not sure about the ski hat, but the powdery cocoa staining the milk foam. I remember this, along with the bowl of sugar packets and the fingers of the barista holding the saucer as he set it on the counter. From the glance seen to the memory to the account with words, significance is derived and then savored, or projected and then derived. Meaning comes mysteriously to images we never intended to notice. Perception, memory, and imagination nourish one another, and at the same time they steal and transform. A dog shivered on its leash inside the door of the supermarket on the Zattere. A wide orange peel floated beneath the Academia Bridge. A man dressed as a devil wore a mask with red cheeks plumped by the curve of his grin. The old woman on the Vaporetto, who scolded my daughters for resting their feet against the lip of the bench, squinted as she shook her finger. Ci dispiace, signor. We took the number 20 boat to the little island of San Lazzaro. The monk stood with his back to us as he unlocked the door to the chapel. Later, I hurried after Jim, my husband, through the cold rain and into Santa Maria dei Miracoli, where I noticed the broken thumb of a marble angel. The next day, we stared through the grill over the window of Signor Constantini's glass shop. Somewhere in Canareggio, my younger daughter ran ahead of me through a narrow calle, her arm raised, holding a pink umbrella. Near San Marco, my older daughter emerged from behind the curtain of the Sicily dressing room, wearing a blue sweater. Do you like it? It's beautiful. Memory takes me back. That's a lie. Memory reminds me of the distance between here and there. Imagination takes me back. That's another lie. Imagination and balance reminds me that here is not there. Here is enriched by what is not here. The present is enriched by the past, and our active minds come up with all sorts of crazy things when we imagine what could be. However, sensual perception mixes and combines the details around us. We concoct a lively other world in our minds, a mix of memory and possibility. And when we collect details from oblique perspectives, when we cast those quick sideways looks and notice what we otherwise would have missed, when we catch the light reflecting off the water at an unexpected angle, we get to experience the intense interplay of meaning and mystery that comes from agile thought. We step into life as we step out of the train station in Venice. It's Carnivale. Everything around us is worth seeing.